You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
This is a song about a little girl by the name of Anne. Anne's a cute little thing and so generous. She told me that when she dies, she's going to will her teeth to the Elks, both of them. Anne wasn't feeling well a few weeks ago and had some x-rays taken. If they come out all right, she's going to use them for Christmas presents. She's just a little dizzy. Her mother must have left her on a merry-go-round too long when she was a child. I asked her what her vocation was. She said the last 2 weeks in August. And she's so patriotic. She was very good to the soldiers during the Civil War. I remember one time I took Anne and her girlfriend to a concert. They both argued as to what the orchestra was playing. Her girlfriend claimed it was the Souvenir from Woolworth. Anne claimed it was the quartet from Mabie's Irish Rose. They argued for a while, and finally Anne said, "There's a sign over there. I'll go over and see what they're playing." She went over, looked at the sign, came back, said, "We're both wrong. It's the refrain from Smoking." Talk about your lady drivers. I met one uptown. Someone give her a brand new flivver and you can't hold her down. This Christian name is Henry, but she calls it her sedan. Doggone thing rattles like an old tomato can. Oh, you ought to see Anne in her little sedan. She has a smile so sweet for every cop she'd meet. But you can't understand when she holds out her hand. Her turns make people die of fright. She sticks out her left and turns to the right. No man from here to Japan can do the things with a flipper like she can. They crowned her queen of pleasure makers, making jobs for undertakers, and in her little sedan. Sedan. She likes to come up near and bump you in the rear with a wheel in her hand. She's an awful brigand. Oh, those who ride in Annie's Fort put their feet in the car and the trust in the Lord. One night she went riding with Dan. She hit a tree and then the fun began. Who did they find up in the trees? He's hanging by her XYZ's hand. But you ought to see Dan.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and I don't know why it is, but it is, because this is this week. I'm going to keep myself out of it this week. I've done enough of that, and I just am tired of it. And I know it doesn't have anything to do with anything except my own need to vent. So there's no vents this week. We're ventless. And this is a ventless Radiola. I'm calling here and there. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm keeping it all, letting it all hang in this week. Indeed. Here and there is where we're going because we have a lot of stuff from all over the world. Well, at least from down south, the other southern hemisphere. And this is a truly international, but also local Radiola. And we began with Phil Baker on accordion and a little monologue beginning, Anne in her little sedan. And I know drivers like that, and I know them, some of them very well indeed. That was from 1925, a nice copy of that on Columbia. And for no reason at all, except I feel that life is a circus, and I'm not sure what part I'd rather be the ringmaster, but it turns out maybe I'm not. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's band with Circus Echoes from 1930. And our theme, as always, wake up, chillin', wake up. And if you didn't wake up after that Ringling Brothers thing, then you're really, maybe you should see somebody, some physician that will give you something to pep you up, or a good cup of coffee will do it too. But Wake Up Chillin', 1929, of course. And Radiola, as always, the playlists are available on radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into any search engine, and you will eventually find this program. And probably other things, too, of interest. So go at that, will you? Here's Ben Sullivan singing with a group he's directing under the heading of the Kensington Serenaders on Vocalion. And we have a few of these coming up. And we got a lot of Vocalions. And there's many more I haven't transferred. But we're getting to them. And this is this starts out nice. Tonight's my night with Baby. And, Ben sounds eager for that.
Thank you. I even walk my dog and cat. Tonight's my night with the baby. The onions that I like so much, for weeks I haven't dared to touch. Tonight's my night with the baby. I call my sweetie baby, and here's the reason why. Every time we cuddle, it works just like a lullaby. I hit the parson in the hall, so he'll be there if I should call. Tonight's my night with baby.
Thank you. up each morning, singing merrily. Hi-yo, the merry-yo, as long as she loves me. I can laugh at troubles, I'm happy as can be. Hi-yo, the merry-yo, as long as she loves me. Just like a rooster, I keep crowing. She started something, and she's got me going. Bring on all your bundles, bring 'em COD. Hi-yo, the merry-yo, as long as she loves me.
The Ambassadors, under the direction of Louis Katzman, Irving Kaufman singing "Hi Ho the Merry-O," and there's a bit of a 6/8 feel to that, if not actually, but I feel it is. He's happy. Why shouldn't he be? Indeed, being Irving is. We're going to get more Irving very soon too, but that's a good one. Before that, the Windsor Hotel Orchestra. Harold Leonard, it's a smaller band, but very, very nicely done. Lester O'Keefe is singing, "Hello, Aloha, how are you?" Indeed. And why not? At the top of the show, that makes all the sense in the world. Also from 1926, and beginning with 1926 as well, the Kensington Serenaders, Ben Selvin, "Tonight's My Night with Baby." Oh, yeah. This is Radiola, and tonight's my night to do this show, and I'm doing it. And why shouldn't I do it? I'm Andy Senior, and this is what I do. If I don't do this, I don't do anything. And there are people who will verify that for you. Here's Arthur Brown, which is actually Irving Kaufman, as I told you. And this is a very nice recording of this. I'm not, you know, the song I have mixed feelings about, but he whatever he does with it, he does the right thing with it. And maybe a hint of scatting, too, on Babyface.
Rosy cheeks and turned-up nose and curly hair. I'm raving about my baby now. A pretty little dimple here and dimple there. Don't want to live without her. I love her, goodness knows. I wrote a song about her, and here's the way it goes. Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure did start in something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. Now when you were a baby not so long ago, you must have been the cutest thing. Why, I can picture you at every baby show, just winning every ribbon with your sweet baby way. Say honest, I ain't fibbing. You'd win 'em all today with your baby face. You've got the cutest little baby face, say. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. Yo-di-do-di-do, yo-di-wo-do-do. With your sweet baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Come early morning, middle night. Lift your head and use my. gonna rain on that red and rolling sky. Come along, Betty, come along soon. White folks watching and seeing what you do. White folks jealous when you walk into my room. Well, swing along, yes, swing along. From early morn till night. Yes, swing along, yes, swing along. And swing both left and right.
Umbrian Glee Club. We've played several of their things already on this program, and I wanted to play this one because it's much needed, very, very upbeat, and well, Marion Cook had a lot to do with that, I think. Swing along. I think he wrote it, in fact. Swing along, chillin', swing along. 1926, of course, on Vocalion. And I've never heard them anywhere else, so I have to say that's a pretty scarce record. Before that, from the Sensation Volume 6 of Annette Hanshaw, Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio. Annette is singing this, and I never hear this recording played much. In fact, we'll play another rather scarce one later, but I'm going for the unusual tonight, mostly. Singing in the Rain, 1929. Before that, from 1926, Babyface, Irving Kaufman, under the pseudonym Arthur Brown on Vocalion. This is Radiola, and there are no pseudonyms for me. I am who I am, and that's all what I am. And I did have my spinach today. That's why I'm able to do the show. I'm Andy Senior, and you don't want to mess with me when I've had my spinach. A lot of fiber in there. Yes, indeed. They say everybody's got a book in them. Well, that's what I feel like. That's what I'm eating. Yes, indeed. Keeping me going. And here's Prince's band. Not the artist formerly known as Prince, but actually Charles A. Prince. I think under the direction of G. Hepburn Wilson in 1916. And I feel this way, and I'm sure you do too. Sometimes you get a good one, and sometimes you don't. It's a medley one-stop, so there are other tunes in here as well.
Thank you.
The Keystone Serenaders, under the direction of Ray McConnell, Normandy, 1925, on Vocalion. Before that, on Aeolian Vocalion, just for a change of pace, Murray's Melody Men. And I think Billy Murray might have was often attached to that group name, but not in this instance, for Cuban Moon, 1920. I'm feeling like a Cuban sandwich right now. I don't know. Indeed, but sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you don't, and that's always something to be aware of. 1916, and I think the other tunes included in that by Prince's Band were, that was a rather long recording, it was a 12-incher, in fact. I think this Great Big World Owes Me a Lovin' was a one of those tunes, and Brutus Caesar Anthony Lee was the other thing interpolated into that selection of sometimes you get a good one and sometimes you don't. And I trust this is a good one tonight, and I'm going to ensure that it's a good one. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your guarantor of that claim. Carlos Gardel and was recommended to me by a listener in Brazil, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Pablo. I appreciate it. Soy una fiera, which is I'm a fierce one, and I feel that way. Especially when I've had my fiber. don't mess with me today. No siree. That was from 1926, and it's from an EMI Hemisphere CD, so let's listen to that.
Los domingos me levanto y apolillar mal dormido. Y a veces hasta me olvido de morfar por la carrera. Me cato los embrocantes, mi correspondiente y habano, y me pillo un automóvil para llegar bien temprano. Y tengo que ir a ayudar el portón si no se suspenden las carreras. Carrera, guitarra, gozo, quinielas y cabaret, es el berretín más grande que mientras viva tendré. Y aunque pa' jugarme el vento, bien rumbeado soy una fiera, con toda mi gran carcusa siempre salgo en la palmera. Y que de hacer mala suerte, pero me gusta, tengo que morir. El sábado por la noche compro la crítica quinta, y si me fiache la pinta del pronóstico que das, lo escolazo si es Rodríguez o el que lo corre es Canesa, pero viene el Leguizamo y se la va en la cabeza. Hay que creer, viejo, muñeca, muñeca. Cuando alguno me da un dato, es casi un caso clavao, que si no larga parao en la largada hocico, o si no alguna rodada, o porque se abrió en el codo, y nadie mancha que va de salida muerto en todo. ¿Y qué crees, italiano? Para esos finales, viejo, más que ópera ni ópera. Pero cuando tengo el paco, esto con poca frecuencia, sin tanto grupo ni esencia, cato el programa y ya está. Que paga tres batarases, pero afana y no hay reclamo, y no hay que hacer pa' estas papas, me lo elijo al Leguizamo. Y hasta el domingo me colas la primera que no sé qué quería hacer. Hay que beber.
Senhorita adiantou o seu relógio?
Meu bem, veja quanto sou sincero. No poste sempre eu espero. Procuro bonde por bonde. E você nunca que vem. Olha, ninguém me responde. Chamo, não vejo ninguém. Talvez seja por causa dos relógios que estão adiantados uma hora, que eu triste vou-me embora sempre a pensar.
perguntar por quê. Não encontro mais você, meu bem, meu bem, meu bem. Veja quanto sou sincero, no poste sempre eu espero. Procuro bonde por bonde, e você nunca que vem. Olha, ninguém me responde, chamo, não vejo ninguém. Terei que dar um beijo adiantado, com o adiantamento de uma hora. Como vou pagar agora tudo que comprei a prazo, se ando com um mês de atraso? Meu bem, meu bem, meu bem, veja quanto sou sincero, no poste sempre eu espero. Procuro bonde por bonde, e você nunca que vem. Olha, ninguém me responde, chamo, não vejo ninguém. Eu que sempre dormi durante o dia, ganhei mais uma hora pra descanso. Agradeço ao avanço de uma hora no ponteiro. Viva o dia brasileiro, meu bem, meu bem, meu bem. Veja quanto sou sincero, no poste sempre eu espero. Procuro bonde por bonde, e você nunca que vem. Olho, ninguém me responde, chamo, não vejo ninguém.
Jump up in the yard and you didn't say nothing. Pam, padam, pam, padam. Now you lose your fame and you didn't do nothing.
Pam, padam, pam, padam.
And you lost your name and you didn't do nothing.
Pam, padam, pam, padam.
And you make me shame and you didn't do nothing.
Pam, padam.
And you can't prevail for your TV chicken. Pam, padam, pam, padam.
King Radio, John O'Carr, and he didn't do nothing. You know, it's false accusation time here. So let's get Nancy Grace in on that to see what she says. She probably says he did it. 1939 on the, you know, Rounder CD. Before that, someone I had never heard of until Pablo from Brazil had mentioned him in an email, and I appreciate it very much. I like his stuff. And it's hard to find, very, very difficult to find his material. But here's Noel Rosa, who was a tragic figure. He lived 26 years, dying in 1937, but made some interesting recordings and wrote over 200 songs, apparently. Here's Por Causa da Hora, which I think because of the hour, because obviously I don't know Portuguese, but that's off a Brazilian CD, and that was from 1931, and it's a samba, and I like it. Before that, Carlos Gardel, Soy una fiera, I'm a fierce one, yeah, you bet. This is Radiola, and don't mess with us, oh no. I'm Andy Sr., and boy, I'm going to stand my ground this week. Yes, indeed. No personal stuff. I'm just feeling that way today. A listener to this show is an excellent songwriter. And I was very happy a couple of days ago to get an email from Al Duvall mentioning his latest compilation of his own songs. And there are some good songs on there that you will hear off and on coming up over the next weeks, that we will definitely including many of these, or as many as we are able to get away with. But I really like this stuff, and his songs are to me are reminiscent of Flanders and Swann, a little of this and a little of that, maybe a little Ogden Nash in there too, but very much very good stuff. Here's one called Kentucky Mermaid.
Hey, mermaid swam around the harbor welcoming the fleet. She met a handsome sailor and he swept her off her feet. She fell hook, line, and sinker. She was wet behind the ears. He hauled her up and brought her home a long way from her peers. Kentucky mermaid, unlucky mermaid, sits in the bathtub all day. Some life that she leads, just smoking seaweed and putting the pound cake away. Hey, hey. She's a fishwife and she'll end up battered. Kentucky mermaid, you should have sure stayed back in the Sargasso Sea. Folks watch her splashing, he takes their passion. Life has no porpoise, she sighs. On some lotion, dreams of the ocean, and salt water pours from her eyes. With bated breath, she waits for him to ship out and tries to pull the fish hook in her lip out. Kentucky mermaid, you should have sure stayed back in the Sargasso Sea. Back to the